Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We are discussing the life and times of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rabbi Menachem Zembe. Tzaddik is coming right up. In the year Tafresh Pei, which is the year 1920, his father-in-law was Nifter, and Agid Reb Chaim Yeshaya Tzedelboim, who had supported him in order that Rebbe Nachum would be able to sit and learn b'menucha. Now the days of Menucha Nebuch were over, and the business of his father-in-law had no one to continue it. Not perfect English, but I don't speak perfect English. Rebbe Nachum now had to find a means of support. How is he going to support himself and his family? So the leaders of various communities came to him and offered him a position as a rav, very chashuv towns, very chashuv cities. And Rabbi Nachum refused to take upon himself the rabbinic position. He preferred to just run the store for copper, iron. The store on Rehov Brokaby 34 that he inherited from his shver. And he used to work there a few hours a day. Can you imagine the Gadol HaDor sitting in a hardware store, being a salesman, sitting behind the cash register? That's what he did. He served the various clients, the customers, Jewish, non-Jewish, and they went to buy things for their horses, for their huts, for their apartments, whatever it was. His wife, the Tzadekis Mindel, Chagra Ba'oiz Masneha, and she helped him in running this business, which continued until approximately the year 1935. It was a chiddush. Chizayon bilti matzui, anak b'Torah, echad migi'onei hador, mamish, one of the ge'onei hador. We compared him the previous year to so many of the great gedolim in so many areas. Mamish, so unique, so prolific in his chidushim, so original, so sharp. And he's busy making a living, working. Such a type of gaon was not common in those days. There were many rabbanim. There were many gaonim. You can see today, you can read svarim that people were writing back then. It's just incredible. Incredible the amount of Torah that these people knew. Today, it's a little bit less impressive because you have computers, so a lot of times people are writing svarim. And even though svarim are great, but today it's easy to access information. It's easy to access bakiyas. You can find sources in a moment. And back then, they had no computers. They had limited libraries. And yet they were still able, mamish, to be gedolei Torah. So there were many rabbanim, but many gaonim. But here was a gaon who refused to take upon himself any position. He used to say, in my store, my wife helps me, my children help me, but not in the rabbinate. In the rabbinate, nobody's going to be able to help me. So I'm going to have to move out to a lot of Torah. So ultimately, obviously, what Rav Menachem wanted most was to sit and learn. Rabbi Yehuda Lev Levin, in the year 1923, described it as follows. Chazit ha-bayit b'rchov Brokaby 34, מתנוסס שלט לא גדול בשפה פולנית. אתה קורא בית מסחר למצריכי ברזל, מם זמבה. You go to Brokaby 34, and you see a sign, not a big sign, in Polish. And you read, בית מסחר, a store for all your iron needs. Mzembe. That's what it was. Memzem, not M, Mem. Memzembe. Et ba'al ha'chanut ata motze rak sha'ot sfurot b'yom. Ha'socher hazeh asuk me'od. Sha'ot achadot b'yom u mashmi'a shi'ur le'talmidim. Lamdanim mufhakim. Mispar sha'ot hikdish la'avodat ha'klal. Bekihila. Sham u mechahen ke'achad merashei siyat agudat Yisrael. Leitim tchufot asuk hu b'yeshivot shel mo'etzet gdolei ha'Torah. ובוועידות של כלל ישראל. כשנמצא בחנות, הרי לרוב הוא מעיין בספר או לומד. סוחר מוזר שאין בנמצא כמותו, אולי בכל העולם. A few hours a day, he's busy giving shiurim to the Talmidim. Number hours a day, he's busy with avodas haklal, he's one of the heads of Agudas Israel. He also attends meetings of the Muetzes Gedolei HaTorah. When he's in the store, usually his head is in the sefer, or he's learning something. A businessman like this, you don't have, maybe in the whole world. כשאומר מישהו, כי בין לקוח אחד למשנה, הוא חוטף רבי מנחם איזה קטע מירושלמי, מתחייך הגאון הסוחר, ומתקן בבדי חוטה. לא. כי בין ירושלמי לירושלמי, מתפנה אנוכי לאיזה לקוח. When someone says that in between customers, Yechapi Yerushalmi, Yechapi Shtikl Yerushalmi, he would smile and correct him with in a humoristic vein. He says, no, in between Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi, I can chap a customer, but not in between customers, Yechapi Yerushalmi. Zerem ha'anashim ha'baim al ha'bayit b'rachov b'roko b'shloshim gadel ve'olech, aval elu konim, שבאו לרחוש פה מצרכי ברזל, מסמרים אל הרבנים ולומדים. אין אלו קונים שבאו לרחוש פה מצרכי ברזל, מסמרים אל הרבנים ולומדים, ראשי ישיבות ותלמידי הון. האחד בא עם קושיה בעתכתו, השני שאלה חמורה בפיו. השלישי מבקש סתם ככה להכיר את שר התורה דפולין. סוחרים בדרך כלל שקועים בעסק ראשם ורובם, חפתה לתשעות ביממה. רבי מנחם איננו מקדיש לחנותו יותר משעה קלה. אגב אורחה, משתוקק לקיים בנפשו מאמרה של הרבי מקוצק, יגיע כפיך תיקורחל, כפיך ולא מוכרחה בליבך. אשריך. So lots of people are coming to the store, but most of them are rabbanim, ראשי ישיבס, תלמידים, people, אבקשה, people. I want to clarify הלכת תלמידים אישיו, people want to just meet the Sara Torah of Poland. Different reasons people are coming, but mostly not coming for a large part for the Barzel, for the iron, but rather to meet this Gadol B'Torah, to speak to him in learning. And he's Mekayim, what the Kotzke Rebbe says, that your hands should be toiling, but not your brain. Your brain should be in learning. And your hands can be doing your business. Ve'omnam ken ha'mischar eino matim la'gaon, ve'ha'gaon eineno matim la'mischar. Aval Rabbi Menachem misarev l'tparnes b'ofen acher, ki im le'anot mi'igia kapav dafka, ha'yatzlech l'shanot sidrei olam. So it's true, business is not for this gaon, and this gaon is not for business. Menachem refuses to be misparnitz in a different way. He wants to enjoy the pleasure of his hands. He wants to work. He wants to earn a living, his own living. So, you know, be able to change the seder of the world that a gaon, somebody who's so not matin for work, should be working. His store was on the first floor. On the second floor was his dira, a house filled with svarim, with kisvei yad, dalet amos shel kedusha. And this is where the talmidim would come every day to listen to his shir. Every shir was for hours, 6 or 7 hours. And I read that But these gedolim, we also we were learning about Rabbi Tzvi Frumer. His life and times, and you see how these people would give shiurim for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, you know? I know sometimes I'm asked to speak and I say, 5 minutes or less, 10 minutes or less, you know? People are rushing, people don't have patience to listen. One time they asked me to speak for, I think, 3 minutes or 5 minutes. So I did. And afterwards they said, why so short? I said, because you said, you know, 3 minutes or whatever it was. They said, yeah, but we don't really mean that. We mean a little bit more, but we know people aren't going to keep to the time, so we'd say 3 minutes. Anyway, he would give shiurim for 6 or 7 hours. And remember, this isn't shiurim and agada, drama, moshchem libo shel adam, easy ideas, inspiring. This is like charifus. You have to hold cup to make cheshbonis. You have to really be on top of things. Really be sharp. 6, 7 hours. And Rabbi Nachum wouldn't prepare for the shiur and then give it. Rabbi Nachum would prepare for the shiur with the Talmidim. He would bring the Talmidim into the kitchen, so to speak, and see how he prepares the food. Rabbi Nachum never came to shiur prepared. He would prepare with them, so to speak. Oh, so what does Rashi mean? Start being the falpil. You know, when you have a brain like that, immediately you see a line in the Gemara and Rashi and Tosis. Immediately, 6 different mahalchim go into your head. And they say, according to this, you could say that. According to that, you could say this. According to this, it'd be an afkamina like that. It'd be another afkamina, another afkamina, an afkamina of that. It'd be another afkamina. And that's the way his mind was working. He would suggest svaras. He'd be mafrich the svaras. He'd be ma'ayin. He'd be machapes. Every word in the Rambam, Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu Gershom, Yashi of all the kashas. So Rabbi Nachum explained his shita that if you have a good Talmud, so he can look in the Sfarim, especially today, right? Today you have the Otzer HaChachma, so you want to learn the sugya, you type in the words of the sugya, and you get 5,226 svarim that talk about this sugya, whatever it is. So you can look in the svarim. So what do you need a Rosh Yeshiva for? Even back then, before computers, so you can go into the, look up this sefer, that sefer, you have a base medrash with a library, so you look at the various svarim. So the job of the Rosh Yeshiva is to bring them into the base hayotzer, into the kitchen. And see how do you get to the maskana? How you get to the chiddush to teach them how to think, how to analyze. One sugi, Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyhanim, he learned for a whole year, a few hours a day. Masechet Pesachim. Ariel Diskin learned the first daf of Bava Kama, if I'm not mistaken. I think the first Amid for a whole year. 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours at night, not repeating himself. 4 hours in the afternoon, not repeating himself. So you see how deep Torah is. The shifa of Rabbi Menachem was that the Talmidim should have their own opinion. They should be able to argue with him. Somebody used to come to his house. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel. Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel later moved to Eretz Yisrael and he became the Rav Rashi of Tel Aviv Yafo. And he was actually the father-in-law of the famous Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi, Yisrael Meir Lau, Shlita. And he, Umosil Bishmo, he gives over in the name of Rabbi Menachem a chidush ofyani, a characteristic chiddush of Rabbi Menachem. It's a hasaga on the Or HaSameach that he heard from his mouth. And until now it hasn't been in print. And the point that characterizes this chiddush is the original approach. To understand something with a clear and straight thinking head. Meir Simcha in the Sefer on the Rambam of Chatzmila Perek Beis explains the Gemara Mol v'lo Pora ki ilu loy mol. If a person does Mila but he doesn't do Priya, person circumcises the baby, but he doesn't remove after you cut off the foreskin. You have to peel aside the remaining skin. So if he does Mila and he doesn't do Priya, it's like he didn't do Mila. So Meir Simcha explains it in a different way than normal. But people usually regilim lefaresh, kilu lo mal, it's as if he didn't do the circumcision, means that the tinok, the baby, is still not circumcised kahaloche. But Reb Meir Simcha mefaresh lehefech. The mila is kshera, because we're talking here about a mayal is a goy. And he didn't do priya, because the priya was done by a Jew. And we say ki'ilu lo mal, it's like the goy didn't do it. In other words, his psul, the disqualification of the goy, is not ma'akev. Because in contrast to shchita, there's a machlekes hadeyas begemore. Is shchita seen as a process that starts at the beginning and ends at the end? Or no, when is it called shchita? Only at the end. And what you do until the end is just a means, but it's not the actual shchita. It's a means to the end. In the end, that's the shchita. My nafgamine, when a guy started and a Jew finished, if yeshna mishchita mitchila atzayif, so then the guy started, that passes it, even though the Jew finished it. But if ena l'shchita el l'basayif, the shchita is only at the end, so the Jew finished it, that's enough. But by Mila, l'loishum pikpuk, but by Mila, without a doubt, says the great Goyin of Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, ein Mila el l'basayif. When is the Mila accomplished? At the end. And he's Moichiach with various rayas. Mila's at the end, Memela, when the guy does the Mila, as long as the Jew does the Priya, Kila Lo Mol, as if the guy didn't do the Bris Mila. And it's kosher because the Jew did it. So that's the original Chiddush of the great Or Simeach. Rabbi Menachem Ta'an, ואוזני תלמידיו למקרא הדברים באור שמח, שיש בו ערבוב תחומים. He says he's mixing things up over here, the אור שמח, excuse me. And the חידש מעיקרו is not the טויפס. Because בשחיתה יש מקום לחקור. What's the meaning of the commandment to שכת two simonim? Is the ציווי, because the behema has two simanim, ha'im ba tzivui beglal sheyesh lebehema shnei simanim, aval im haya la b'metziut rak siman echad, dai b'shchitato, o shema atzivui leikuva, ubehema im siman echad bovad ein la shum takana. What's pshat that you have to shecht two simanim? Is it because the animal has two simanim, maybe you have to shecht them both? But if the metzias, the animal would have one simon, that'd be enough? In other words, you only have to shecht the simanim the animal has. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is no. You need two simanim, and the metzias, if the animal would have one simon, in theory, it would have no takana. Wouldn't be able to fix it, because you need to shecht two simanim. And he resolves this from the Gemara. Ben Pekua, Habal Behema Ma'al Yisa, Havlad Ein Lo Takone. That a Ben Pekua, it's an animal who was born from an animal that was shechted, animal shechted, and this Ben Pekua came out, and it doesn't need shechita. That's a ben bekua. But if he has beer with a behema mal, with a regular behema, the vlad has no takana. Rashi explains al atam, she simanav, einam simanim, the simanim of the vlad are not simanim. To ha palgei, kishchutin damu, because half of them are considered geshachtin. Half of the simanim are considered shechted because of his ben pekuah side. Because the ben pekuah is considered already shechted, so he doesn't need shechita. Choshe mitzad avi ven otayin shechita. Vin ami havile bar siman echad. Okay, so now he's only left with one simon. Haloi behema tzricha roiv shnayim. Behema needs the rove of two simanim. So it comes out that you can't shech this animal. Minami, because it only really has one simen, and you need rov shnayim. So it emerges, if so, shebeshchita mishutefet la'akum v'Yisrael muchrachim anu lomar shemaisi akum nechshev l'tchila u'maisi Yisrael asof shalom v'shneim ma'ase shalem. Acheret, כשמגיע ישראל לגמור השחיטה, כבר אין בבהמה שני סימנים שחתכו העקום לאחד, ואין לה תקנה. So when it comes to שחיטה, you need רוב שניים. And therefore, it's not going to help if you just look at the shechita of the Jew, because he didn't cut Rov Shnayim. Because you see in this Rashi that you need to cut Rov Shnayim, and therefore, if it's a Ben Pekuah with a regular behema, the animal has no takana because you're not shechting Rov Shnayim, because one of them doesn't require shechita. And then you still have one simon that needs to be shechted, but that's not going to, it's not going to help to shecht that simon, because you need to have rov shnayim in order to kasher the animal. So you need a proper shechita of rov shnayim. So when you have a Jew and a goy shechting, you look at what the goy did as the beginning, and what the Jew did is the end. And together it's a complete maisa. If you completely disregard what the goy did, then the behema doesn't have two simanim. The goy shechted one simon. And ein latakana. So you have to view what the Jew and the goy did as a complete act together. But shechita is not like mila. B'shechita shetzichim anu lehitkashrut hatchila im asof. By shechita you need the beginning to connect to the end. Why? Because you need to be there to be two simanim. Mimele, you can ask, is there shechita mitchila va'ad saif, or is it only lebasaif? So if it's mitchila va'ad saif, so then the goy did part of it, and mimele it's pasul. If it's ain lebasaif, so you still see it as a ma'ase shalem, with the Jew and the goy did together, but the actual shechita is considered as if it was done at the end, and everything is fine, but you still need what the goy did. Because you need to connect the beginning to the end. But by Mila, you don't have to put together the beginning and the end. There's no Tanai Li'ikuva. There's no Tanai that the beginning and end should be connected like Simanim V'Behema. If so, it's better to say since the Iker is the Gemara Mila, Behamol v'lo pora k'ilu lo mol. Kipshuto, sh'Yisrael b'maaseh apriya, hu-hu, sh'bitzeh at maaseh amila kulo. V'lo rak et sofo. In other words, if I'm understanding him correctly, he's saying to the Or Sameach, you can't compare Mila and Shechita. Because by Shechita, you have to connect the cutting of the two Simanim. And Mimela, you have the Shaila of Yeshnam Shechita Metchila Batsof and Shechita El Basof. But that doesn't at all connect to Mila. Because Mila, the Ikar is the Gemara Mila. You don't need to connect the two. By Simanim, like Reb Menachem was Choyker, so it's pshat that you need to shech both Simanim, but if the Metzius was that there one Siman, that would be enough. Or no, you actually need two Simanim, and he proved from the Gemara and Chulin, Thrashi, that you need to shech both Simanim. And therefore, ben kua ba'al ben ma'al yisav ladin latakana. So since you need both simanim, so you have to connect the two, and therefore the Gemara can have a question of yeshna l'shchitim t'chila batzof in l'shchitim l'basof, because you're connecting what the goy and the Jew did. But by Mila, you don't connect with the first, it doesn't matter who did the Mila. If in the end the Jew did the Priya, so then it's not connected to the Mila. It's going to be a good Mila, because the Iker is the end. But you don't connect the two, the pre and the mila don't have to be interconnected like the two the shechita shnei simanim do. And therefore, shechita shnei simanim, we get into the question of yesh milim tchila batzof, yesh shechita tchila batzof, ein ela batzof. But here, there's no need to connect tchila and the self. That's one we only have by simanim. You have to connect tchila and the self. Here, you don't have to connect tchila and the self. And therefore, since his Rameh Simcha proved the Iker is the end, that the Ein Mila LaBasof, the Mela, it's not necessary to connect it to what happened there earlier. Because there's no Ein Tzorich BeHerkev Shel Tchila Basof. You don't need to connect beginning and end, like by Simanim of Behema. So that's why he says it's Irbuf Tchum, and don't compare, don't even bring in Shechita when you're talking about Bris Mila. Because by Shechita you need to connect the cutting to Simanim, whereas by Mila you don't need to connect the Mila and the Priya. So here we see Rabbi Menachem just taking a din and analyzing how each halacha works and then showing how they're incomparable. So there's still a lot more to say about this great Gaon and Tzaddik, and hopefully we will continue discussing his life in a future shiur. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.